pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living.
God bless you, everybody.
Thank you, and will you? Oh, you're singing unto him now. Lord, prepare me to be your sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Amen and amen. Amen. To be a sanctuary for the Lord. Amen. Good to see everybody out. If you'd like, turn in your scriptures, turn to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. I guess most of you know we had a baptismal service yesterday, and Brother Juan, he got baptized. So we appreciate that. I reckon that was your belt, wasn't it? There was a belt left at the house, so I sent it to him, and everybody's wanting to know what I was going to do, whip everybody with it, and, you know, when I was coming in. But, you know, Lord knows how to get a hold of anybody, and he'll bring it to the right place, and all, and we really appreciate that. Just keep walking on, and the Lord will take care of everything. All right. We've got a picture up here of Richard and Anna's little baby. You know, they went today, and they heard the heartbeat and everything of it, so everything's going great. But if we can just figure out which way to turn it. Because I have no, I don't, you know, they show me these things, and they say, there it is. Well, I said, if it's turned one way, he's praising the Lord. If it's turned the other way, his feet's running in place. So I don't know where, you know, which way to do it, but we'll put it right up here, and we just appreciate the Lord and all, and we believe that the Lord will make everything well and all, and they did hear its heartbeat and everything today and all, and we just appreciate the Lord. Amen. And just keep praying that everything will be all right, because she has a little problem with some, I don't know what you call it, but, you know, she'd had trouble with it before. And if they can tell me the words, I'll tell you. Fibroid tumors. And so just remember that, because it could give a little problem and everything. So just keep that in your mind. Remember now, the Lord willing, this coming weekend will be the fellowship meeting at Brother Corshane's. So if you have a chance to go and be there and have a good time in the Lord, Brother David Gadman will be preaching here for us this coming Sunday. So just remember that. Calden, Sister Watson is in the hospital. Remember her. She's having a lot of troubles, especially with her nerves. So remember about that, problems with that, you know. And so just, you know, just keep her in your prayers. Talk to Brother Don, and he's doing good. Talk to Brother Tatum, and he was doing good. He had all of his sisters and his brothers there in the room with him, so he was having a good time, you know, and everything. But just keep him in your prayers and all, because it'll be lonely. It'll strike home to him and all, but he wanted to go back. He was planning on just staying out until Sunday with his brother, but he just went on back up there, so I guess he's kind of reconciled to that being his home. So just pray that the Lord would bless him, and the number is downstairs, and don't worry, you can call, because they'll just take a cell phone or what, you know, an extension phone right down to the room and let you talk to him anytime. It doesn't matter. You know, you're not bothering them, because they'll take it down and let you talk to him. So just do that. And Brother Don's number's there too, and his is a cell phone beside of his bed or phone there, and, you know, and you can talk with him, and that would be good to do that. Also, I wish you would pray that the Lord's will be done of whatever, but there, I talked to Brother Ernie the other day, and some of you know, but we had talked about going to Brazil in November. Well, I don't know whether that's still in motion or whether or not they wanted to wait and go in the middle of December, and Brother Biscoe was going to go, and they wanted me to go with them. So, you know, you just pray that the Lord work it out. You know, I might have my preference of probably rather go in November, but, you know, that's still left up to the Lord. And you pray that everything will be all right, because we got to have visas, you got to get everything. So if it doesn't work out, we know it's not the will of the Lord to go, so we don't worry and everything. You know, just pray. We've had a lot of requests to go to the foreign fields, and Brother Roger, Brother Darty and him, he called today and wanted to know if I could come. You know, they had sent me an email wanting me to come over to Kenya, I believe it was, and I've had a lot of invitations, but I got to have somebody to travel with, because I don't want to go a lot of them places by myself, and I prefer to have somebody done been there before. You know, Brother Gary's got his hand up, but I prefer somebody that's been there before, because they know a little bit about the ways of some of these countries. I don't mind going, but I don't want to be gone 2 or 3 months. That's just not right for me. So you just pray about it, and the Lord will work it out. Ephesians 4. I think I've got all the announcements. Did I miss any announcements? Always do. Father, we thank you for your love and your grace. We thank you for the day and the hour that we have. Thank you for guidance and understanding, Father. Thank you for you. And Lord, we thank you for the rain that you've given unto us. We appreciate that, because it nourishes the soil. And we pray that you would just, Lord, give us tonight the rain from heaven as we speak about you. Thank you for being with Richard and Anna there, and Lord, and the child, and bringing it on the way. Now just make all well. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory for everything. And just have your way, whatever you would have for us to do about going to these places and things. Lord, you work it out. And we'll know then it's for surety that it's you. And Lord, we ask you to just guide us now, forgive our sins, and lead us in thine understanding. As we read your word, you come and you speak to our hearts. And Lord, guide us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ephesians 4, verse 17 through 32. Now this will still be on respect, so this is number 6, and we'll try to bring it. I thought it was the last message of the day, but I was kidding with them at home. I told them I had 2 or 3 more, maybe a few wall stompers, you know, to get on to people a little bit more, you know, or something. But some of them was trying to get me to pull back some of the things I'd already said. And I said, no, I'll probably add some to it, you know, instead of, you know, just kidding with us, because we'll, you know, they understand that people do. We're trying to serve the Lord, and that's the main thing. Respect one for another, and that's the main part of it. Ephesians 4, verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth not walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, that means lust, that's the same, our word lust, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. You see, now we've not learned that part. That's the natural world. All right, now watch. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. Now, as I said, we've been talking about respect. Respect to one another. Because the prophet said if we don't respect one another, then we don't respect God. Because the Bible said, how can you, you know, love him that you have not seen if you don't love the ones you see? If you can't love your brother and sister in Christ, you know, and respect them. Because that word respect, now remember, it's not what we talk about, maybe the meaning, but the word respect is to count the one that you're looking at or talking about of a great honor. You know, you honor the respect. You respect the Lord because of who he is. You honor him. Now, not to be afraid of him. We're not to be afraid of the Lord. We automatically have a problem with trying to come in contact with an eternal being, sure, but he always says, fear not, when he comes in our presence. So it's not to be afraid of God. I don't serve God because of fear that I might go to hell. No, I serve him because I love him, and I deserve to go to hell. And if he sends me there, I'd have no argument with him about it, because he would be just and be, you know, would tell me the right way. But see, it's to reckon that person or someone of a high regard. You respect, remember we've been on, like, respect your family, children, respect your father and mother. You know, not as of being afraid of them, but as respecting them because of them bringing you into the world, them giving you life. Because you would not have it without your parents being the one who brought it to you. This is not a haphazard thing that you might fall off of some other tree. You know, no, we don't believe in that. So then I, if nothing more forever, I would respect my parents for the fact of me coming into life and being able to live. I'd have a high respect for that, because the Bible promises you, you know, that if you take care of your elders and things like that, your life will be long upon the earth. See, a lot of things goes with it that we need to think about. But to regard someone for what they are, then you respect the law. You know, the natural law of the land. Because the government made that law. Then you just don't go out and just say, well, it don't make no difference what I do. I'm a Christian. No. When you become a Christian, you become Christ-like. And Christ kept the things. He paid his taxes. I've got on to people in this message that wouldn't pay taxes. They were in the tax revolt systems, you know. I said, well, Jesus paid taxes. He didn't revolt against the government. He paid his own taxes, you know. Matter of fact, he paid them for who? Peter, too. You know, go down there and catch that fish, pay mine and yours, you know. See, but that, you know, we should have that respect. See, respect then not as a fear, but to respect God. All right? For who he is and what he's done for us. He died for me and you. He died that we might be saved and then that we might walk in him. And see, that way then we can honor those who are over us. You know, Jesus didn't tell the disciples, you know, now you go out here and revolt and don't do. No, he said, you work, you pay tribute, you do all the things. The prophet said, if we won't keep the laws of the land, he said, I doubt if you'll keep God's laws. So that's, you know, I mean, it gets then I could really do a lot of, as we call it, kicking around or stomping, you know, getting into our own lives. But we are supposed to be Christians, and we ought to know these things without having to be told, see, because your own conscience will tell you whether it's right or wrong. I was looking at some today on what the prophet had to say about it. And so you get that little feeling sometimes about something that you're fixing to do, and that little feeling comes to you, obey that, because a lot of times it'll keep you out of trouble. Because it's something that God is trying to get you to do, so respect that. Respect that that's dealing with you, and walk on in that. Now, what I'm going to talk about is respect for the Holy Spirit. But I want to cover it in a line from Ephesians 4:30. where you're sealed until the day of redemption. But now, what I don't want you to think about is this much first. Look what Paul was saying. Let's just read it. Look what Paul was saying. Now, he's speaking to two different groups of people. All right? Now, right here in his writings, he's speaking to two different groups of people. All right? Now, so listen to him now. Here's the first group. See? That ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles in the vanity of their mind, verse 17 of chapter 4 in Ephesians, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Now, that person that he's first speaking of is people who have grieved the Holy Spirit away from them. They're lost. They're blind. And we don't want to be like that. He's speaking to one group, see, telling them, now you've done this. You've come up. You're blind. You've done what you've done, and now you will not change. And you have grieved the Holy Spirit away from you. And you're lost. And the prophet says, you grieve him one more time one day, and that'll, you know. You remember on the play over in Alabama that, you know, the prophet on the quote there was talking about, one more time, you know, the Lord will deal with you, but then he'll just quit dealing with you. Why? Because he's dealt with you so long. See? And that's what he's done with a lot of people. He deals with them. He deals with them. You know, God is a good God. He deals with people over and over and over in their lives, trying to get them to come to him. And if they won't come, after a while, he just pulls away. Now, that person is one that is not born again. He'll just pull his presence away and won't deal with you anymore. You know, what is it there in the Genesis, you know, that where it speaks of not dealing with man? He won't do it. See? After so long, he just pulls away. Why? Because he's tried to get you. He's tried to get you to come to him. See? He's tried to get you to be saved. But if you won't, see, then you'll grieve that Holy Spirit away from you. And sometimes it'll come to the basis that you won't never be able to come back again. So don't never let it go that away. Always be sensitive about things like that and think about it. As I said, if you feel like the prophet said, if you think something is wrong, there's something wrong with it. You know, if you feel like there's something wrong, you're not doing it. You say, well, I felt like it to start with, right, and now I don't feel like it. You know why? Because you grieved the Holy Spirit away from you. He said, well, the Lord tried to tell me this or tried to tell me that, and it grieved away. You remember the girl that Brother Brown spoke of, where he tried to talk to her and get her to come to the Lord, and she, one of them said, you know, I wouldn't have my cow with that salvation like that. But she was screaming and hollering for him when she died. But it's done too late. See? Why? Because she grieved the Holy Spirit away from her. Right. Now, because that person's not sealed. So then, what I'm talking about is grieve not the Holy Spirit. Have respect for the Holy Spirit. Even if you think, well, mom and daddy just old fogey, respect that, and you watch God respect you. Don't make light nor fun of what they're doing because they're trying to get you to come to the Lord. But there'll come a time, see, that girl told Brother Branham one day, or one there did, said, I could see my mother's soul fry in hell in life. Why? Because she grieved the Holy Spirit so far away from her until there was nothing to be done. She was lost. She was doomed and on her way to hell because, see, there was no way to change it. After you cross that line and you grieve that Holy Spirit, and don't do it. Don't make light. Don't make fun of people. Don't do things. That's what I've been trying to preach about. It's because you don't understand. Don't laugh at somebody because of what they do. You might grieve the Holy Spirit so far away from you until, you know, you might be lost. Because you can grieve the Spirit of God. Now watch when we get that in a minute in a Christian. A lot of people think, oh, yeah, you can grieve it as a sinner, but we'll get to it in a minute. You can grieve the Holy Spirit as a Christian. That's why it's written like that. But first off, I want to make sure and warn you of the fact of where Paul says, many of you have done this. You're this way, you're that way. And because of the blindness, see, that's volunteer blindness. That's blindness that's been brought upon by our own doings. And see, we can grieve the Holy Spirit until it won't deal with us no more. And then we'll cry and pray, Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot, don't you think he felt bad about what he done? But he done grieved the Spirit away from him until, see, he wound up being lost. Just don't do it. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is dealing with you, one of the, I forgot which, it's in the Church Age series, but one of the popes back there, the Holy Spirit recorded the Holy Spirit tried to come upon the man, and he rejected it, turned it down. He was the one that wrote the decree that it was better to make people serve God by force than it was to let them, you know, die on their own. So he wrote the decree, and they started killing the Christians, the very man that the Holy Spirit tried to come on. Just don't do it. Children, don't when something's going on, just leave it alone. Don't make light of it. Don't make light of mom and daddy. Don't do anything like that. Just go on and be sincere. And God will honor that. You don't want to be sealed away. Because look what he said that they've come to. Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, which is lust, to work all uncleanliness with greediness. Like I said about the girl saying that I could see my mama's soul fry in hell in life. See, they get turned loose to that because they're pious feeling. That's what gets me in the world that we're living in today, because the prophet said there's no love outside the bride of Jesus Christ. Now what's the rest of these people got? You say, well, they've got filio. Well, filio is getting flatio. That may be the wrong language to use, but filio is going away too. Yeah. It's getting to where there ain't nothing but a bunch of animals walking around. And they don't care what they do to get what they want and do what they want. See? No respect, no nothing. Used to, you know, if you're a Christian, people respected you. But now they don't respect. You know why? But part of the reason is because most of the people aren't living like a Christian. If we're living like the world, well, there's a scripture in here, one that says about it. One of the quotes I gave you from the prophet. Don't act like the world. Why? Because if you act like the world, that's what the world knows. They know what kind of things that they are. But look, see, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. The Bible speaks about how that they'll write in Romans there, the homosexual thoughts, you know, coming in, the perversion and things, and said they would even, you know, make light of you because of the way you're believing against them, in other words. And they're joyous, they're happy about it, now we're the minority. It used to be the gay people were just a small minority, but now there's a big majority. And we're just about becoming to be a minority. And you give them time to get control, what are they going to do? It's not out in California now. It's here. The perversions and things. I was talking to somebody the other day about how bad it's got in the days, you know, that in I believe it's in China, that there's a lot of people disappearing. And any kind of a political type of a situation happens, they're just going out and getting those people and putting them in jail. You know, anybody's against their rules, against their laws, against their thing, they're just throwing them in jail. Do you know what they're doing with them? Do you know what they're doing with those prisoners? They're selling their bodies on the open market. Human parts. But they have removed and selling them up on the market to the people of the world who needs a heart, needs a lung, needs a... And you think that ain't getting pretty bad? I mean, to where you can go down and pay $100,000 or something and get you a heart? Where'd they get it from? I put it on my driver's license to be an organ donor. A lot of people say, no, I don't. My wife said, no, I don't like that. Well, ain't nothing in there for me when I leave out of here. You can have all the parts. Yeah. I mean, you can have the parts and give them to somebody. I just don't want them to take them before. You know. I want them to wait till I'm gone. You know. Then they can have them. But see, that's pretty bad. A world to get, we talk about cannibals. We talk about African cannibals. Are we going out again? We got one battery that something's happening to. We got to figure out which one's which. Because we got one. Just make sure you throw that in the trash because I know it's been. We got one way. Excuse us while we work on this modern contraption. That in the trash, we sure don't want it. Because we done the same thing Sunday, and it's that picket. All right. Now, to get back up. Okay. All right. Now then, we're just running out of something on it. We'll throw that in the way. All right. But now listen. You just think of the blindness, the uncleanness, the greediness that's in the land today. It's because people have grieved the Holy Spirit away from it. America was offered a revival, Azusa Street. Right? Then she was offered a prophet. Right? But because of her own greediness and uncleanness and blindness, the Holy Spirit is grieved in America today. Yeah. All right? See, because that's what people's done. No respect for it. No respect whatsoever for things that are right. All they want is just money and, you know, what they can get. And they don't care if they kill you to get it. Doesn't matter to them anymore. It doesn't matter to people. Used to say you had honor. But no longer do you have any honor. It's just, and the law is on the side of the people like that. They claim not to be, but they are. But all right, let's get off of that now. But see, that's one group there now. And you can see that all around the world. Just look around you and you can see where the people have grieved the Holy Spirit totally away from them. But now Paul begins to speak of another group. See, and watch what he says. He said, but ye have not so learned Christ. Verse 20. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, our manner of life, what that means, the old man, in other words, the way you was living, conversation is not just your words like that, it means the way you live. The old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on a new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Now watch. See, the point I want you to get is, he's telling us to put away these things and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. But he knows we're human. Why would he go to the next verse? Because he knows we're human. Look what I'm talking about. See, he knows we're human. And you put on, verse 24, the new man which is after God, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying. Why is he having to tell Christians? Now he's speaking to Christians. Speaking every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Everybody loves
especially today in the message, to be able to quote Brother Branham off of page 82 of the Feast of Questions and Answers, Book 2, where he said Jesus got angry. They like to quote that. Why? Because it props up their anger. But now remember, there's a lot of difference in anger and mad. Be angry and sin not. Brother Brown said Jesus got angry, but there wasn't no sin involved. There wasn't no madness involved. He had to have a certain amount of thing to take the whips and drive them out of the temple. But yet the same one went to the cross and died for those people. So it wasn't the kind of anger that we talk about. So don't try to prop up your anger with that quote from the prophet. So that's where we're going to get into the rest of it, see? Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Now he's speaking to Christians. He's speaking to Christians now. He's speaking to people that have been renewed in the spirit of your mind. He's speaking to the people that verse 23, 24, that's put on the new man. Why is he having to tell Christians that? Because we're still human. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. Well, I never did steal, Brother Dale. I never did steal. We can get down on a lot of them things, can't we? If you don't pay your tithe, what are you doing? Okay? If you don't pay your tithe, you're stealing from God. And you better believe if I'm going to ever steal, it ain't going to be from him. It's going to be from you if I got a choice between him and you. And I sure ain't going to steal from him, and I ain't going to steal from you. You know that. But I'm just making the illustration of a point. You don't pay your tithe, you're stealing. So what's he speaking to? That's why I don't never mention it and all. We have a good group of people here. But there is some people here that don't pay tithe, so they need to consider verse 28. Neither let him that stole steal no more. But let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Right. Let no corrupt, now speaking to Christian, now, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Well, Brother Dale, since I've been a Christian, there ain't no dirty thoughts ever come in my mind. I've never said a dirty word. You're a lying hypocrite. Is that blunt enough? You're a liar. Because you know you have, and we know you have. Because we're all human. Is that blunt enough? See, don't try to be a goody-goody with something. Just remember what I said there a while ago. You could grieve the Holy Spirit in a real bad way. Because that's what we're going to get to in a second now. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that you may minister grace unto the hearers. Now what? And. Conjunction. You're born again. You've got the new man. You put on Christ. You're in 2 Corinthians, 5:17? You put on the new man. You put on Christ. But you're still in the human flesh. And the human flesh will give us trouble as long as we're in the human flesh. But we are to overcome that. And that's what he's trying to tell us how to do. Don't let that happen. See? And conjunction. See? Like the prophet said, go to town and get me a loaf of bread and some eggs. See? That's a conjunction. Means there's something else. See? And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Don't grieve it. See, now to a Christian, sinner grieves it away from him till he's lost. But to a Christian, the prophet said, if you do things wrong, I was trying to find it today, but I know it's in there, but I don't worry about it because I know it's the truth. Because I've done it myself. That's the reason I know it's the truth, what I'm fixing to say. You can grieve the Holy Spirit. He'll go out on a limb. He'll just wait right out there for you. Now, you're not going to be lost. You're unsealed by the Holy Spirit, because that's what it said. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you're sealed. You're sealed by the Holy Spirit. The new birth brings you the seal of Almighty God. So you cannot be lost. Right. There's no way to be lost after you're born again. That's what I tried to preach about during the series about the blaspheming of the Holy Ghost that people said, making light of God and making fun of His Word or something. A born-again Christian cannot blaspheme the Holy Ghost. God won't allow that. He may have to take us off the scene. But He won't allow us to grieve that. It won't grieve it away until we're lost. But don't ever get it in your mind to think that you don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Because you know you do. I know you do. The reason I know you do is because I do. My brother Dale, we want somebody to preach to us wonderful sermons of uplifting and great wonderful things. We've had 2 weeks of it. I enjoyed it. We've had 4 services that I enjoyed hearing these other brothers preach. But I'm sorry, I live with you. They come in, say what they want to say, can speak it and go right on and be happy, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I look forward to people coming in because it really helps me. I really enjoyed Brother Rocky's testimonies there Sunday afternoon about all of the things that had happened to him, where he'd go here and the Lord would come in and work, and he'd go here and just all kind of things. I thought, God, that's the book of Acts, in one man's life of the things he was talking about. He was just telling about his life. All right, listen, you that hadn't heard him, listen to it and pay close attention. But see, church, us as Christians can grieve the Holy Spirit. That's what we do. The prophet said a child running through the building could hinder the next service. Now, at least the next service would have to be hours away, or it may be a week away. He didn't say, he just said the next service. So if it was 15 minutes between, still the Holy Spirit was grieved that period of time. And that's why a lot of times when you come to church, you come back in and you try to sing and you try to worship, it just don't work. Come on. Your song leader knows about it. I remember Brother Tom getting up here one time leading singing years ago, and he started just crying. I talked to him later about it. He said, Brother Dale said, I was just looking around at the people. And said nobody wasn't worshiping at all. And us trying to sing to get ready to come and hear the Word. See how the Holy Spirit is a very timid spirit. It's very easy to grieve the Holy Spirit. Now don't tell me you haven't done it. I'm sorry, I'm too old, I know. The best we can do, we still have troubles every day. What about Brother Branham and Sister Meadie when all she said was to him was, you do it. When he said they were talking about the daughter, she just said, you went in and slammed the door. Brother Branham went in there and told her, said, the Holy Spirit told me to tell you that that wasn't right. He said, that wasn't right. He didn't like that. She wound up with a tumor on her, remember? Went on for a long time, and it took the spoken word of the third pull to take that off of her. Now, listen to what I'm saying, so you'll understand one of these days when I get back to it, because I want to speak on faith eventually when I get time. But see, the great gifts of all the prophet had couldn't take that off of her. All the prayers. Now, you know how many times that prophet prayed for his wife every day. And all she said was just one little word to him. See, we think we can just speak to each other, just hateful and arrogant and all kind of things. I know I do it. I speak to my wife that way. I'm sorry. But we're human. That's no excuse. But it's because we are human is why we have troubles. But see, Sister Meadie wound up with that growth. It took the third pull to remove that. Brother Brandon speaking one time about a man and saying, I don't remember where I gave you the quote of it, but he's talking about a man. I think I did. It's on the last one. And he was talking about something about the man and everything, you know, and he said, if I could, in other words, if I could get a hold of him, I'd tear him to pieces or something. He said, I feel checked. Said he didn't like that. He said, I'm sorry. He said, I'm sorry. See? The same man that we think about everything could happen to where, you know, that he would be so great that somebody's speaking against him. But what about him and his own thoughts? What about as simple a little matter as him telling his wife one day, tell them people that was calling the lawyers about the case they had, tell them people, that, tell them I'm not in here. And he went out the back door. He didn't come back in. She said, Bill, you was wrong. He said, no, I wasn't because I wasn't in here. I was outside. He went over to pray for a child, remember? The Holy Spirit said, take your filthy hands off of that child. He went and repented to that man and called him and told him, you know, that he was sorry that he just pushed so much, but it made him to tell a lie. He went back and prayed for the child, and God healed him. Grieve the Holy Spirit just by acting. And I gave you one where the prophet talks about the mark of the beast, where he said, just don't act like the world. Why? Because you can grieve the Holy Spirit. You can grieve the Holy Spirit. He goes on down to Smyrna and church age. He said, do things that's wrong and all. If you do, you'll pay for it. I gave you the quote, so you read them. You do things that's wrong, you'll pay for it. Why? Because you grieve the Holy Spirit. Now, you're not going to be lost. But who wants to grieve the Holy Spirit? I want to stay in the Spirit, don't you? He goes on down into the breach. I gave you one right where he said, do things that pleases God. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Do things that pleases God. Treat everybody as you would want them to treat you. Now, our philosophy is, you know, do unto others before they do it unto you. See, that's not the right philosophy. You're supposed to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. See, church, you and I can grieve the Holy Spirit until that Holy Spirit will not be there with us. And like I said, you come to church sometimes. You come in here and you sit down and you bring in those bad spirits. That's why we have a prayer time open before, you know, come in, sit down and pray. Get rid of the world. If you come in and sit down and you got it on there where you've been driving and facing all them demons and all of the madness and hatefulness. Come in and sit down or do something and pray for a little while. Well, if Brother Dick could just get in the Spirit, we'd be all right this morning. You know what's wrong with him? You. Come on. If one child run into the building, a little child, it's just an innocent child. Running through the building could cause the Holy Spirit to have trouble in the next meeting. What about our little puffed up group? Like a lot of people say, they got to drink 3 cups of coffee before they can speak to you of a morning. Now, ain't something wrong with you. You say, yeah, but Brother Dale, you're not like me. Well, maybe you need to pray. I don't want to be like you if you're like that. So maybe you need to pray to be like me. Because when I get up in the morning, I don't have no problems like that. I get up praising the Lord. I get up thanking Him for another day. Ask my wife, see if it is. Sure, I said things to her. Did yesterday, said something to her because she was talking to me about a bank or something. I don't have nothing to do. I don't care nothing about all that stuff. It don't even approach me. I don't care. She's the one that does the banking. And I'm sorry that I said something to her. You know. Tell you right in front of everybody I did. I said, you know, I just told her, no, I don't want to do it. But see, that can grieve the Holy Spirit just as much as us thinking, oh, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't chew. I don't grieve the Holy Spirit. But you see, sometimes we have to come in and pray to get the world off of us to where that we can worship God. Well, if Brother Dick could have sung three five songs this morning, I'd have gotten a spirit. Hogwash. Best way to say it. We're supposed to come here in the spirit. What's wrong with us is we grieved the spirit away from us before we got in the building. Come on. No, Brother Dale, I come in the spirit. I'm in the spirit. It's just you. Well, now I'm going to just say what the prophet had to say about it. He said, if you're according to the word, don't worry about grieving it. He said, because you won't grieve it if you're according to the word. Right, now you want me to bring that quote to you? He said, you won't do it if you're according to the word. But now you know and I know that our little attitudes ain't according to the word. You see, we come in and we do that, and then the preacher comes out, you know, and he tries to preach. And he has to spend time fighting off those demons before he can ever get started. That's why we have the singing, the worship before. It's try to get in the spirit. Now, don't tell me that you've never had no problems with it. I'm sorry. I just can't believe it. Because I'm up here looking at you most of the time. And the Lord does give a certain amount of discernment. I just withheld from saying anything because he's told me many times, you do what you want to. And when God tells you that, puts it in your hands, I got a right to call it out right here, but I've never done it. And help me, if it ever happens, it'll sure be the Holy Spirit. Because the reason, you know why, that I don't call out your problems, because I got too many of my own. I look in the mirror before I get here and I see my problems. And I don't come here looking for yours. I come here to try to help you. To try to speak to you about the grace of Almighty God. A lot of people have been told what I did. They'd have busted this church in a hurry because they'd have come out here and called it out. But see, just because God tells you to do something, you've heard me say that, so that's not a new thing. But see, church, I'm trying my best to stop me and you from grieving the Holy Spirit. I see some of you come in here, and you sit down, and you just so dead, and you jump up, and you run right out that door, and you go home. Next week, you're up a little bit, and you come in, and you stay outside, and you talk for 2 hours. You think I don't know? If God made me pastor, he gives me a certain amount of understanding. That's not to warn you. That's just telling you it goes with the ministry. But you don't have to have that. You just listen. That's why when you call me, I don't say, what do I say when you call me? How you doing? What I say? Great, wonderful. Don't matter how sick I am or what's going on. Why? Because I sure don't want to give no glory to the devil. Won't you try that sometime? Why don't you try bragging on the Lord sometime instead of bragging on your sicknesses and your problems? Won't you try? But now, after the service is over, we're going to start talking about how many of us have got to go to the doctor tomorrow and how many's got this problem and I got this one. Well, mine's worse than yours. Come on. You think we don't grieve the Holy Spirit with them simple things? See, that's why, to me, I'm as honest as I can be. I'm just honest. That's the way I am. It hurts me the worst to preach the type of sermons that I've preached in six services. It hurts me worse than anything in the world. This has been the worst services I've had to preach in all the years that I've preached. You know why? Because when I get down to where we live at, I say to myself, why? Why do we need to talk to Christians? But then I go back and read the Bible like Paul, and I find Paul there saying, now you've got the right spirit, you're born again, you're a Christian, you're a new creature, but now watch these things. Watch these things that are taking place, because they're going to grieve the Spirit of God. You read the quotes I give to you. I gave you one off the Hebrew series where Brother Brown said, don't let nothing hinder this church. He said, because if it does, he said, you'll pay. He said, you'll pay for it. Well, I want to pay here if there's any paying got to be done. I want to get it clear here. I know I can't pay for my salvation. I ain't talking about that. I just mean it if I want everything clear while I'm here. I don't want something to be answered for when I get there. And see, hindering in the church, see. And watch what I wrote this way. See, if we grieve the Holy Spirit, then it's our problem and not others. But we blame everybody else, right? We blame everybody else for our problems. If Brother Dick would have just sung that song, one of them, I would have been happy tonight. I would have been in the Spirit. But he didn't. We just have to pray for him. All right. A Christian, to me, what Paul is describing in what I read to you, simply summed up in this one statement, a Christian should walk soft. Should walk soft and be careful. Because we hinder a lot of people. We hinder the people around us. Maybe sometimes the reason they can't see the message is because of us. And our doings. Maybe the reason our children don't want the message is because of the way we've lived. And you can do that in a lot of ways. You got groups that go one side of that and they're really hard, and then you got groups that's really loose. And you see, church, children know you, parents. By the time you've raised a child till it's 2 years old, that child knows more about you at 2 years old than you ever thought you knowed about yourself. It knows exactly what it can get by with at 2 years old. That's why they call it the terrible twos. Come on. Is that right? And we act like the devil in front of them wanted to be a Christian. I like the way Sister McGarity said, but she told Brother McGarity, if that's being a Christian, I don't want to be one. I believe that's the one that said it. But listen, church, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Because when you grieve the Holy Spirit, then he has to remove away from you. I don't care how much you claim. Just don't get like Brother Moat said this years ago, and somebody had backslidden it, and matter of fact, he run off with a piano player in the church and went somewhere and was gone out up the country or somewhere. He called back home to talk to some of the good sisters, and the good sisters of the church come to church and said, oh, said Brother so-and-so, we know it's wrong, but said he still had the victory, said because he was speaking in tongues while he was on the telephone with us. Well, Brother Dale, I wouldn't do nothing like that, you know.
just remember what I said there a moment ago. It means a lot. The prophet said if it's according to the word, things are different. Because you see, we can, what is it? About fooling the world and things, but you never fool yourself. Don't worry about it. But you say, Brother Dale, preach us good things about the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm telling you. Don't grieve it. That's the good things about it. Don't grieve it. Because what is it? It's life. It's joy. It's peace. It's goodness. It's meekness. It's long-suffering. But instead, we grieve the Holy Spirit. And then what happens? Then we try to prop up. Oh, I was in the Spirit. The church is one thing about it. This is the way I know the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will bring to your attention what you've done. But just remember something else, too. He'll only do that for a while. Now, I'm talking to born-again Christians. He'll only do that for a while. He'll bring it to your attention for a while. But after a while, he withdraws his presence. You can shout and holler and speak in tongues and cry and do all you want to. He's not coming back until you straighten it up. That's the Holy Spirit. Listen to those series Brother Richard's been on where he talks about the one in the communion, no. Discerning not the Lord's body. No. Simple little things. Simple little things. That's what's wrong with us. Isn't it what the Bible says about the little foxes is what spoils the vine? Sure, we're not out there drinking, gambling, running around, all kind of perversions and stuff like that. Those are the people that don't have the Holy Spirit have done grieved it away from them. But just our simple little lives that we live each day. I know what the biggest problem I have is because I grieve the Holy Spirit away from me a lot of time, and then I have to cry and pray to get it back. Brother Dale, when I do something, I just say, Lord, forgive me, and he just comes back. Thank God. I hope that's true. I wish I could believe it. I wish I could believe it. But you see, as a living human being, I know and understand. Because the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. He's not a filthy spirit. You might get an anointing come back to you in a hurry. But sometimes I've prayed for months before that I would ever feel that was even forgiven. Small, minute things, but yet would hinder me. But you see, church, the reason that I don't preach like other preachers do against women and against this and against that is because that I know what the human mortal is. And I believe Paul understood that. I believe he understood the human mortal. And he tried to tell us about it. And he'd say things like in, what is it, Romans or where is it there, where he talks about these things of, you know, sinners of this, murderers of that. He said, and such were some of you. But said, now you're clean. Just remember, if we don't repent here for what we do, we're going to have to give an account at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, there's two different judgments there. White throne judgment is where sinners go. Judgment seat of Christ is where born-again Christians go. And we'll give an account for the deeds done in the body, whether good or bad. So I want to make sure that I'm clear here to worry that I don't have any problems when I get there. Now watch. This one little point. What
we do a lot of times in ourselves, sure, that'll grieve the Holy Spirit. But what about what we do to one another? You realize, Danny, that if I say something against you, I can grieve the Holy Spirit that's in you? You see where we should be so careful. It's like I've always heard that Brother Randall told it. Now, I never read it, but I believe it. That if you go against an angel of God, said you not only face that angel, but said you'll face every angel prior to that angel, or messenger, or prophet. And I believe that. It may not be what the prophet said, but I believe it's true. Because, listen, Brother Dick and I can have problems as humans, yeah. But if the Holy Spirit's in him and the Holy Spirit's in me, he can't be contrary to me and me contrary to him and it be the Holy Spirit. Now, we can have human problems. That's just normal. You know, he likes one thing, I like another. That's human. I ain't talking about that. See, I can grieve the Holy Spirit that's in you, Sister Gail, by the way I treat you. And I'm going to have to give an account of that. That's why I got to go to you and get it cleared. And see, I've tried to explain it to you then. If I have something against Sister Gail, and she's got the Holy Spirit, and I've got the Holy Spirit, and I do wrong to her, I've got to clear that up with her, because my angel can't be against her if it's an angel of God. My own angel would be contrary to me. We won't talk about everybody's got an angel, but my angel would be contrary if she's right. So I'd be fighting not only her and her angel, I'd be fighting my own angel. Then I could grieve the Holy Spirit. And you take a flight and it fly away from us and be gone for a while. Like I said, it's just immediate, just one little statement. That to all of us, she was even justified in saying it. And to Brother Branham, he said, Meaty, I know you didn't mean that. He said he didn't like it. He didn't like it. You ever said something to somebody and felt a little funny feeling? You ever said something about somebody, to somebody, or anything, and felt a little funny feeling? You just keep pushing that little funny feeling off. You can go say anything you want to then. But just remember, that's the Holy Spirit trying to condemn you. You start to say something, and you feel checked. Don't say it. Don't do it. You can grieve the Holy Spirit. You got a long ways to get back to it. See? All right? The reason we do as we do is because we don't respect the Holy Spirit in one another. We can grieve that Holy Spirit just as well on somebody else doing it as well as if it's in us. So we need to walk soft. That's why the prophet said, if you respect one another, we respect God. But said, if you don't respect one another, said you don't respect God. Yeah. Right. Plenty of them. Now, here's my point. I gave you one quote in there that we'll read. You see, when we were maybe babies in Christ, it's a wonderful opportunity to be a young Christian and start out with an unloaded heart, you know, and everything's wonderful. You just feel so good. You know, you've repented, you've accepted Jesus Christ, you got baptized, you just feel so good on it. It's like, this, oh, you just feel so good. Everything's wonderful. But you know, not long after then, things start going wrong. And as they start going wrong, we start doing little things.
The Holy Spirit says, don't do that. But sometimes we just override that and we keep on going. You know why? Because we don't have the growth development we need. Brother Branham placed, let's read it. Brother Branham placed Ephesians 4:30. Look at blasphemous names, number 6 on your quote. And what's he teaching on blasphemous names? The growth development of a Christian. Look down about the third paragraph down on the notes, and he's talking about, and when the member is born by the Holy Spirit into the family of God and has proven to have these virtues in him, that God can see virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, brotherly kindness, and godliness in him, then God seals him or places him. And that's when you see the sons and daughters of God. We like to talk about that, don't we? We like to talk about adoption and positionally placing and things. But we stop right there. And we don't read the next paragraph. So let's read it and just see what he said. Now when the member is born by the Holy Spirit into the family of God and is proven to have these virtues in him, that God can see virtue and knowledge, now God sees temperance, patience, brotherly kindness, and godliness in him, then God seals him or places him. Now we know what that is. We know you're born again at faith and you come up to the top of the pyramid. You're sealed by the Holy Spirit at the new birth, which is also a sealing of the headstone. But watch him. And there, that's when you see the sons and daughters of God. Then, Ephesians 4:30. Most of you probably saw what I had underlined, but you see, then Ephesians 4:30, grieve not the Holy Spirit whereby you're sealed until the day of your redemption. Then, which means at that time or shortly thereafter. See, when you come up to the position of standing there with godliness in the stature of a perfect man, where you got faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, God, you know, up to godliness, then Ephesians 4:30 will come into line, because you won't grieve the Holy Spirit then. He's placing Ephesians 4:30 on the pyramid, right here where it comes up to brotherly kindness and true Holy Spirit, then Ephesians 4:30. Then you won't grieve the Holy Spirit. Why? Because you'll be a walking Holy Spirit. You see why the prophet said, could the church today fulfill what the Bible was of the people? That's why you never hear me say where I'm at. A lot of people said, Brother Dale is up here, Brother Dale's up there. You may be looking at one thing, but I'm looking at my own life. I'm looking at quotes like this. Then you won't grieve the Holy Spirit. If you do, you're real quick to get rid of the problem. The quicker that we get rid of the problem shows more growth development. The longer we keep the problem shows we haven't had growth development. You come all the way up to the headstone, then Ephesians 4:30. Then grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you're sealed. The people on tape, don't misunderstand. We believe and teach what the prophet taught. Ephesians 4:30, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you're sealed. That is the new birth that came on the day of Pentecost. That was the seal of Almighty God. That was the new birth coming in the heart. But now the prophet's placing that scripture in a higher realm. That we may have down through time had it problems with this, that, or the other.
But when we come up there and claim to be at that position, we have no right to be nothing but just a Christian. A love for one another and a love for God. Because how can you love God that you have not seen if you can't love your brothers and sisters that you have? It's like I said about the sister that come from Brazil there. Come and, you know, had the pants and wore pants a couple of services because she didn't know the difference. She didn't even know the difference. She actually told June, ask her what was repentance. And we've got to get down and maybe preach some things on a smaller level to help her. But Sister Gail just went and told her that we don't do that here. We wear dresses here. She went and got some dresses, and Sister Gail got her some dresses. And she's been in dresses ever since. It didn't offend her. But like you're tonight, then how many of you got offended by what I've said? Because if you did, you're guilty. If you got offended by it, if you thought I was talking about you, you are the one I was talking about. So then, if you're the one that I was talking about, and the Word said what I said, will you stand up? Anybody stand up and tell me I was out of the Word of what I quoted tonight and what I've said? What I've said about the Holy Spirit? What I've said about grieving the Spirit of God? You can have the pulpit if you want to come and explain it. Women and all. See, you know it's the truth. That sister will be a judgment against this church with our hateful attitude and arrogant things. She'll be a witness against you on that day. Because just one word to her, she immediately lined up. But see, I come out and I speak about women cutting their hair and painting their face and wearing makeups and stuff like that, you know. And you get offended? Don't tell me you got the Holy Spirit. You got a problem. If you have the Holy Spirit, He's right now telling you He was wrong. No, the Lord ain't spoke to me. Okay. This Word has spoken. Because show me where I've been outside of this. Come and show me where I've missed anywhere in here tonight. And as the prophet said, then if you got the Word, you can stand on it. You got the Word, you can preach it. You can believe it. Come on, Brother Boyd. Grieve not, Brother Tom. It is the love of God, which is the true evidence then is if you have the love of God, you believe the message. And you'll do what the messenger said. You see, church, where we get in trouble is you'll sit here and agree. But when you walk out that door, voices will be speaking to you. And you'll try to justify yourself. And just remember what you've done. You've grieved the Holy Spirit. You've grieved the Holy Spirit. That's between you and Him. Because it wouldn't matter what you do to me, I love you anyway. But grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you're sealed. See, whereby? You're sealed by the Holy Spirit. What I said there a moment ago. See, the new birth, you're sealed by the Holy Spirit. But then there's a sealing at the headstone into adoption and manifestation that comes because that you didn't grieve the Spirit. See, that's why the Bible says that
that there are many weak and sickly among you and many sleep. Now, how many remembers probably 25 years ago or more? We can pull up the tape to know. But I stood right here and told you, I said, there'll be a lot of people in the end time that'll have to go by the ground that won't be able to stand there and wait for the change in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, because they will not line up with the Holy Spirit. I didn't make no didn't de-Christianize nobody, and I didn't name nobody. If somebody at that time was 80 years old, by now they ought to, they're dead probably, because that'd make them 125 or 110 or 15 years old, and they'd probably be dead. So don't say I was talking about this or talking about that. Just say it's the truth. Maybe some of us won't be able to take that change. So we got to go by the grave. And the reason is because we grieve the Holy Spirit. One that's standing there when that headstone comes on, they haven't grieved the Holy Spirit. If they have, they've made it right. Because all of us have. The prophet did. He grieved it. And he said that we would do that. See, church, respect. Respect for God. Respect for one another. Respect for the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve it. Do what's right. Follow the Word. Do what's right. Live right. Because everybody's watching. Go ahead. Let's 5:39. Let's stand together. Spirit within me, creating me a clean heart. Oh God, our little buddy's been coughing, got a bad runny nose. Hey buddy, Father, just touch our little buddy. Take away this old cold. This old thing causing him to sniffing and coughing. We condemn it through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, our brother said to remember him. That he wouldn't grieve you. And that should be our desire in all of our hearts. To not grieve you, Lord. Help us. In Jesus' name. Believe it and see. Aid in me a clean heart. Anybody else that just have a need? Father, you've heard our brother. None of us are worthy of your love and your grace. So just hear our brother as he cries unto you from his heart. And forgive him for grieving you, Lord. Because we've all done it. There's none of us tonight that haven't grieved you. Father, we ask you to just help us. Help our brother, Lord, and just touch him. And guide him in Jesus' name. Remember his other requests, Father. He was asking for you. And renew a right spirit within me. Father, you heard our sister, Lord Jesus. You said in your word that you'd hear an honest and a contrite heart. Father, just take away anything that would be a hindrance to our sister, anything that where she grieves you at, remove it. Father, just help her to walk in you, in your love, in Jesus' name. And renew a right spirit. Anybody else? Create in me a clean heart.
oh God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Do you believe?
Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Just don't grieve me. Do good. Do good unto all man, the Bible says. Do good to all. It's easy to pray and help people that help you. But as Christians, we're supposed to love our enemies. We're supposed to love them that despitefully use us. Can you do that? But you know somebody's using you. But yet you can still say, Lord, don't count that. Don't count that, Lord. Just put it under the blood.
Run to me the joy of thy salvation. Clean. Anybody else who just have a need? You a right spirit within me, creating me a clean heart. Oh God, renew a right spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, oh. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Listen, church, you may not think about the way I do about things, I know. But to know what the prophet has said is the only way that you'll ever be free. That was what the message was sent to do, was to set me and you free. It was not a message of a book of rules or regulations or anything. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. But to know that I'm a born-again Christian, and to know that by being that, that I can't grieve that Holy Spirit so far that I'd be lost. And to know that there's no way that I could blaspheme the Holy Spirit if I have the new birth. And that if I did blaspheme the Holy Spirit, He wouldn't have given me the new birth. He'd make me correct that before He'd ever give it to me. See, church, that ought to make us the happiest people in the world. To realize that new birth that we have, that life of Jesus Christ, means God made the record clean. We may have a responsibility about what we do in life on things, but yet in God it's all made. All made right. Just don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Just do good. Love one another. Pray for one another. His grace hath me saved us, and grace will be me. Praise God. 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 Praise God.
Brother Boyd wants to say something before we go.